At 6:06, it's already 79 degrees with fair skies in Tulsa. We're expecting a high this afternoon of 94. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule this morning on Hobby Lobby's Affordable Care Act appeal. The Oklahoma-based arts and craft chain is opposed to providing birth control to its employees because that violates the company owner's religious belief. University of Tulsa law professor Tamara Piety says this case could go either way.
So it could be decided fairly narrowly on statutory grounds, that is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and the court could avoid the constitutional questions altogether. It could craft an exception for corporations that are closely held like this one is.
The ruling is expected sometime after 9 o'clock this morning. Tulsa's serial assault attacker has struck for an eighth time. He did so yesterday. Police say he broke into the home of a woman in her 60s in the 1200 block of South 75th East Avenue. This case matches all of the other sexual assaults that have happened in Tulsa so far this month. The Tulsa Human Rights Commission is looking for ways to deal with mental health issues. Tulsa Commissioner Maria Barnes says police are having to deal with too many calls dealing with mental health problems.
They're doing their job, and these calls are taking a lot of time. It's not just a simple thing. It's a procedure they have to go through. I have talked to Mike Bros in mental health, and I think he does a great job, and I think that's something that we need to see how we can help them.
She made the comments in a report to the Human Rights Commission. The White House today will honor a Cherokee Nation citizen for turning his life around. 43-year-old Daryl Legg, along with 14 other people, will receive the Champions of Change Award during a ceremony at the White House. The award is given to ordinary Americans doing extraordinary things in their communities. The Salisaw resident was sentenced to prison three times for drug possession in Arkansas and Oklahoma, but turned his life around and now works as the Cherokee Nation's Director of Vocational Programs. The first of five City Hall in Your Neighborhood meetings will be tonight. It is planned at the First Presbyterian Church downtown. Mayor Bartlett is looking forward to it.
Good process that we started several years ago. This first meeting, Councilor Ewing and I will be hosting at the First Presbyterian Church in Stevenson Hall.
The meeting begins tonight at 6 o'clock. Some on the Tulsa City Council are calling for better communication between the administration and the council. District 1 Councilor Jack Henderson cites his lack of knowledge about the early morning demolition of a recreation center in his district.
4 o'clock in the morning, I want to know, when do we get money to pay people overtime to tear down a building at 4 o'clock in the morning when we were so tight on the budget? That's what those kind of things puzzle me.
Councilor Cheney Q is also calling for a more proactive flow of information. She says she's learning too much information about her district through the media. Our weather forecast, no issues with air quality today. It'll be hot and very humid. We will have some gusty winds. The high this afternoon will be 94, but the heat index could top 100. Tonight, stray thunderstorms will be possible, 76 for a low. Tomorrow, storm chances will be increasing as the day progresses into the evening hours. We'll have a high tomorrow of 90. Now, at 610, it is mostly fair in 79. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.